See what we look like over here.
What do we look like over here, man?
We're good. We're not clipping or anything.
How's this look over here? Hey, is this a boil?
That's not the kind of looking that I was thinking about.
Never mind then.
I'm not partaking of the...
What does a boil look like anyway?
I don't know. It doesn't sound good. There needs to be a different name for it.
Like what?
I don't know. Like a simmer.
Like a skin flyer.
A skin flyer?
Yeah, a skin flyer.
I like that. That's good. A skin flyer.
Does this look like a skin flyer?
No. No, it looks like a boil.
That's what I thought.
You've tuned in to Two Blind Squirrels today. So sit right back and see what Brad and Chaz will say. This show's a lot better than a lot of things today. And here's just to name a few. It's better than having too much to do. It's better than having nothing to do. It's better than studying something you hate. It's better than hating to study. Two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand, it's all right.
Well, all right, on today's show, welcome to My Life Ministries 101. We're going to step through this process and kind of fill everybody in what's going on. Right? Yeah.
Two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at
night. Did I mention I have a really cool new program?
Not in the middle of the song.
Oh, sorry. But it's so easy now just to pause everything.
I can see that.
And then just
can listen in a time at all. Radio on demand, it's all right.
Yeah. Okay, first off, I know this is My Life Ministries 101 and all that, but I've got to plug this new program, man. It's awesome. It's called Mixear. M-I-X-E-R-E. Mixear.
Yeah.
It rocks.
Yeah, this is very cool. It looks like Mission Control.
It does, man. If you do your own podcast, you've got to get you one of these.
Yeah.
Or anything where you need sound. Like it could be used for theater productions or radio shows. Or
yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, just you can put all your clips in it,
mm-hmm.
cue them up.
Yeah.
You can play them individually or
loop them.
Or multiples at a time.
Sure.
It's just insane.
It saves everything. So you get everything set up the way you want it.
Yeah.
And I don't have to spend I would spend 10 to 15 minutes getting everything set up for a show.
You went and selected everything you wanted and dragged and dropped and it was in.
Pow. Pow. And it saves it. And it saves the settings. It saves the volume settings. It saves the whether or not it's looping or not. I don't have to remember to click that every time. I
mean, all that and more. But wait. There's more.
Yeah, well, there's less because it was free. It's an open source project.
That's insane. It's insane. Man. For what it does and the level of professional.
Mm-hmm.
To it and everything, it's free. It even comes with documentation. That blew me away.
Help file.
Yeah. Makes me feel like a slacker, man. I was like,
I can't find anything I can't do. But yeah. Did you feel like a slacker?
Yeah. they even went so far as to write documentation. I'm like,
pretty awesome.
I don't write any documentation for the code I write.
No, I don't need that. That's job security. Well, let's get started on My Life Ministries 101. And so where do we start?
What is My Life Ministries?
My Life Ministries is a community of people. First of all, My Life Ministries means our general goal is to establish and to remind and to encourage each other that we all have a ministry, that all of our lives are a ministry in the name of Jesus Christ. I mean, that's the point.
So you don't have to be part of an organization or something. Or,
no, you don't have to be part of an organization.
Fill out an application or something.
No.
Don't have to have a card or get your picture taken.
No, you don't have to have a 501c. You don't have to have a support organization. You don't have to have a janitor.
No charter. No committee meeting.
No.
Okay.
No. All you have to have is the Great Commission from the Bible. Go forth and tell. Come forth and tell what he's done for you today.
All right.
And your life is a ministry, and it's whether or not your life is a good ministry or a bad ministry. And My Life Ministries exists to try to help people manage their ministry and encourage their ministry and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, it's always good when in your mission statement you say, and that kind of thing.
And that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so on and so forth.
And stuff like that. It's very good in your mission statement. Well, okay. So how does My Life Ministry, we're pretending now we're talking to you listener out there who listens to Blind Squirrels, and maybe you've only listened a couple of times, maybe three or four times. Maybe this is your first time. Shame on you. Where you been?
Or you've just shown up at the front door of My Life Ministries and you have no idea what this thing is all about.
Sure.
Right?
So you listen to Two Blind Squirrels, why we keep talking about My Life Ministries?
Yeah.
Well, Two Blind Squirrels was started by me and Chaz, and it's a podcast, and it's supposed to be humorous in a way, but it's also supposed to drive or pull people into the community. The community is My Life Ministries, mylifeministries.org. So, twoblindsquirrels.com is just a place for the podcast to rest and exist and have its feed and all that kind of stuff. But its purpose is to not only to evangelize, that's why we put the Roman road at the end, mm-hmm. But also to have a little devotional, a little place for the community to come together and kind of all be on the same page, mm-hmm. You know, so that, you know, if we're talking, if we talk about politics in the show that day, then, in the community, that's sort of we're the water cooler of My Life Ministries.
I like that.
And so, and in the community, the community basically is the forum. That's the central point. That's where everybody hangs out. That's the living room. So that's where everybody hangs out and talks and, lays around the couch and throws paper wads at John Wilkerson and that kind of thing. And then, so Two Blind Squirrels feeds that. I mean, that's our point, was to kind of draw people in, pull people in to My Life Ministries. Now, in My Life Ministries, we have shepherds, we have counselors, we have people who will pray for you, people who minister to you, people who can, kind of protect you from, whatever. Those people are there to do that and to monitor and to keep spam out of there. And they do a wonderful job of all that, all those things.
Fantastic.
We have prayer ministers. We have blog ministers. Now, okay, let's talk about the blogs. Mm-hmm. So let's go to the blogs. So you're on My Life Ministries and you're on the front page there and you're like, okay, now what? Okay, well, you can go to the forum tab, and that's the community. Mm-hmm. Or you can go into the blog tab. Now, the blogs, go ahead.
Now, before you go to the blog tab.
Go ahead.
The homepage, if you're looking at the homepage, everything that's there, all the blogs that are pulled in there are blogs that are part of My Life Ministries Network. So it's not just a collection of stray information. It's from members of the community who run blogs from within the My Life Ministries Network.
Yes.
So that's all community generated.
Mm-hmm. And those blogs serve several purposes. Okay. Some of those blogs are sort of a Sunday school type of area where people, kind of update and what's happening in their ministry, mm-hmm. Okay, and kind of report and also lead and guide and the people who are directly involved in their ministries. So it's sort of a ministry support, and some of those are like Jason Dunn's and Riptide and these others. These are specific kind of ministry support, but the majority of the blogs are sort of be an extra devotional, extra reading. They are specific and they are in depth on particular topics. We have some great bloggers, Jester Hawk and Gracie and Larry. I mean, these people really, and Nick. I mean, they really get down into the meat of certain subjects. And Nick's what do you call him? A theological scholar.
Yeah, they're prolific.
Yeah, and Gracie's more of a spiritual guidepost, and Larry's somewhere in between. And so I didn't leave anybody out. I mean, there's just tons of them. Check them out. And we've got I don't even know how many we have. Probably 12 to 15 active bloggers. Mm-hmm. I mean, seriously active bloggers. Then we have the podcasts. And the podcast, Michigan Charlie, who has a very evangelical, very devotional type of podcast. We've got Jesus Geek, who does a technical podcast. He covers the geeky stuff for everybody and homeschooling topics. And then we have Big John, who's all over the board, from family issues to I don't know, biblical studies. I mean, you know, he's all over the board. So very and more of an entertainment type of podcast like ours. So those are the podcasts that exist under us. And then what else we got? Let's let you tell us. I've been talking too much. I'm talk about the outside ministries that we support and how that works.
Well, and part of the My Life Ministries is also to do outside ministry support. So during this whole process, we've had several ministries that have come up on our radar, and some of those have been seedsfortheharvest.org and junglemedicmission.org and things like that. And what it's come to us during this process is that that we need to try to provide support to those as well, because not only are they members of the community and also participants in the community, but they're also out there in the trenches going and delivering the word to places that are in need, such as Russia and Guatemala and those areas where people are not only spiritually low, but they're also financially and or, you know, economically low as well. So they go, like I like to say, they go and they deliver it in the trenches. So part of our purpose, part of our mission is to be a support to them financially and spiritually and in any way that we gets presented to us. So what we've done in the past is we have we've basically, any funds that we've taken in, we've tried to disperse back out to the ministries, but we haven't really been
diligent.
Well, no, we've been diligent, but I don't think that it's been one of those things that that in 2008 we've come up to this where we're going to do it on a concerted effort, you know.
Well, where I was going with diligent was diligent. We haven't diligently reported what we've been doing, which is what we're going to focus on now.
Right, and this is all part of the growth process of putting structure to My Life Ministries and Two Blind Squirrels and all that. So. So in 2008, we want to bring out and bring that to the surface. You know, put that in reports, put that in updates to the community, in newsletter updates and things like that, so that people know not only who we support, but how far along we are in the progress of that.
Yeah, and that's, we're going to pay out quarterly, and we're going to report quarterly, and we even got I wanted to go ahead and give a shout out to. I'm not there yet. Give a shout out to the Sarah, I believe, who gave a donation this week.
Okay.
And so
fantastic.
Yeah. So thanks. We appreciate it.
Yes.
Thanks for listening.
Yes, and every donation that we get is really kind of like a vote in my mind. It's a vote for what we're doing. It's a vote for where we're headed, and it's a fantastic show of support. And it doesn't have to be you know, when we talk about contributions, we're talking about $10 contributions, $35 contributions, you know,
yeah,
whatever, $100 contributions. But to me, each time we get one of those, whether it's a dollar, it's a vote of support for what's happening, and we really appreciate that.
We do, and so that's sort of the basic structure of My Life Ministries, the My Life Ministry, and it's also the sort of how Two Blind Squirrels fits into all that. Now, let's talk briefly about it, because we talked about it before on the show, and me and you were doing a separate project, another project called Car Buying Principles. And it's like we've taken a second job, and the only reason we brought it up on this show is because it affects the show in the fact that we're going to be spending some energies over there.
Yeah.
And so, and in doing so, me and Chaz, on our night together, we're going to be spending energy on that. Yes?
Well, anybody who is a regular listener to the show will know that previously we have done a daily show.
Yes. Oh,
and,
sorry.
And
yes.
We've recorded, in the past, we've gotten together on one night out of the week, away from our families, and we record a week's worth of shows. And then we just put those out throughout the week. And so it's always, you know, for almost 2 years, 2.5 years, it's been me and you.
Is it almost 2 years or almost two and a, or is it 2.5 years? Because 2.5 years is not almost 2 years. 2.5 years is more than almost 2 years.
I don't know. I lose count. I lose count.
So it's over 2 years.
It's been over 2 years. And it's been us on the mic and that sort of thing. But here recently, we've decided to make some changes to that.
And we don't want to spend another night away from our families.
Yeah.
So the driving principle, that was the driving principle. And so what resulted was us taking one show a week for Two Blind Squirrels together. And mm-hmm. then the rest of that night that we have for recording night, we're going to spend on car buying principles.
Which is a separate project.
It's a completely separate project. It's not part of My Life Ministries at all. Mm-hmm. It will tithe to My Life Ministries. In other words, it will make a donation to My Life Ministries and thereby to these other ministries that My Life Ministries supports. But other than that, there really is no tie. The reason why we brought it up on the show is because, it affects the show in that the daily show now will be done by me and Faith, and so that I'm not away from my family an extra day during the week. It'll be me and Faith doing it, and me and Charlie will do a weekly update, weekly thing. So 4 days a week you'll get me and Faith, and one day a week you'll get me and Chaz.
Yeah, yeah. Until such time that our other project has its own legs and it's kind of gotten its own...
Well, I think that once it gets its own legs and if it starts actually paying, if it really is kind of turns into a second job, then I think we can justify spending another night away from the family to focus on it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, so that's kind of where we are with that. We wanted to be a little more clear because it came out and we have a leadership call, and it came out in that leadership call that. We hadn't communicated very clearly how all these pieces, because they all kind of came in over the last 2 years. We haven't really put them all in one show in one place. We're also committed to doing a video. We're going to do a short video, less than 10 minutes, where we explain all this, and we're going to put that on the front page for everybody to see.
Yeah.
And so we're going to do that, and I guess that's all I had.
But we're gonna take out the booger picking.
Yeah, well, we got to clean up and
take a
shower.
We kind of get to hide behind these microphones, and we don't get to do that in video, you know. I mean, people are going to see our faces, so.
I don't know. I have to wash my face.
So when I say something stupid, you're not going to be able to, you can't look like that.
Like this?
Yeah.
No, I can't look like that. Mm-mm. No. Okay. But if you do miss me and Chaz, if you just have to have the Chaz and the Brad... We do the other show.
Everything's better with Chaz.
That's right. Well, yeah. The other show is at Car Buying Principles, and it's a silly car show, and it's funny just like this show. Mm-hmm. It just won't have the biblical elements that this show had. We're not going to do a devotional over there. It's going to be to feed the other projects. So, yeah. So there you have it. And we also do Token Toyota. We have that project.
Which is a video, yes.
Which is a video that goes out twice a week. And it also stars Brad T and Amy T, so you can check that out as well. That sort of – we didn't mention that piece, but it is just part of Two Blind Squirrels. It's just another element of what we do here. And it
– Yeah.
And so there you go.
Yeah. Just us – again, us trying to draw people in.
Yeah.
I mean, really. That's
it's really kind of a part of the Two Blind Squirrels.
Yeah.
I guess is where if you have to put it somewhere, it's sort of a free radical at this point.
Yeah, but all the Token Toyota shows, not to muddy the water too much, but all the Token Toyota shows have carbuyingprinciples.com on the
yeah, because it's sponsored. Okay, to do the Token Toyota show, we had to buy a very expensive camera.
So it's sponsored by carbuyingprinciples.com. So that's
to muddy the waters even further.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, the point was to clear things up.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, well. I don't know how that all came out. But
hey, where do I fit in your flow jar there?
Buford, you don't fit in the flow chart, man.
I don't think you should use those types of statements.
Right down here. Right down here at the bottom where it says peon.
That's what I thought. Down there with the professor, I see. Fine. I know where I stand.
Stand out there.
Yeah, okay.
Buford, he's all right. He'll get over it.
Okay. So thanks for joining us today.
Yeah.
Is that all we want to say?
Well, if you have questions, You have comments. You have concerns. You can send those to comments@twoblindsquirrels.com. We read every single email that comes through there. Whether it's,
that's a bold statement.
Yeah, we do. We read every single email that comes through there, and and when we can, we respond to them. And if there are comments that that you want read on the show, then we will read them on the show. So send them to us.
Maybe. I'll decide whether or not I read them on the show.
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, we reserve the right to refuse. Blah, blah, blah. No shoes, no shirts, no service. Blah, blah, blah.
I mean, you can't just write up your manifesto and expect us to publicize it for you. I'm not reading your dialogue.
On every Tuesday, I shall have pizza.
Oh, went too far. Oh, you know what? I'm playing with the wrong thing. I've got to get used to this new program. It's really cool, but I've got to kind of get used to how it works.
Yeah. See that?
I was playing with the volume control, yeah, and I was meaning to play with the position control, so it didn't start the
thing there.
The thing.
Yeah. I'll have to put a link to that in the show notes.
Okay. Yeah. All right, everybody. Well, thanks for joining us, and kick your shoes off. You're on holy ground.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the Creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.